children in Eritrea are taken in a church raid. Christians are gearing up for the summer movie season in the United States, and a campus ministry sees growth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 20 Christians, including young children, were arrested by Eritrean security forces 17 days ago. As of this writing, their whereabouts remain unknown. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains their concern.
It's not uncommon in the sense that a church service was raided. It's not uncommon in the sense that a home was raided. But it is uncommon that they took these children into custody as well. What danger, what threat could these Christian children be to the Eritrean government or to the nation?
This year marks 5 years since the government closed all the churches in Eritrea. Since then, 2,000 believers have been taken into custody. Persecution is intensifying, with deaths now being reported along with detainment. But the church, Nettleton says, is ready.
They will respond to this courageously, as they have responded to all of the persecution that they have faced in the last 5 years. They will go forward. They would ask the church in the free world to pray for them and to remember to lift them up.
Next, World Vision says the death of two Lebanese Red Cross workers in northern Lebanon sets a dangerous precedent. They died when mortar shells exploded just outside the Palestinian refugee camps 2 days ago. The violence threatens the already fragile lifeline to thousands of civilians still trapped there. World Vision is there in the name of Christ, providing critical survival items and food support, as well as providing a haven for the children. Please pray for the hearts to respond. You're listening to Mission Network News. As Hollywood gears up for the summer, so does American Track Society. Pirates of the Caribbean, Spider-Man, Evan Almighty, and Shrek the Third Tracks are a great way to talk about the movies everyone's seeing while sharing the message of the gospel. Donna Skell says,
Shrek was really trying to find out who his real friends were, and so it's a great way to let everyone know that Jesus Christ is your friend. He's there with you today, tomorrow, and always, and it's just a great analogy.
Movies come and go, but movie tracks are a great way to combine current trends with a timeless message.
There's so much stuff around, there's so much paper that people don't treasure them like they used to. But if we can put something in their hands that is timeless, like the scriptures and the gospel message, I just really think that the Lord will bless it.
To order the tracks for your church or family, visit our website. Meanwhile, the summer camping season is one of the most important times for the evangelical church in Russia and the former Soviet Union. In the days of communism, most children went to pioneer camps to get indoctrinated into the Soviet system. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
when the Soviet Union broke apart, those pioneer camps went defunct. And so basically what happened, evangelical churches began holding their own summer camp ministries.
SGA has plans to send more than 10,000 kids to camp this summer through national churches. Griffith says many kids come to Christ, which is another open door for outreach.
When an unbelieving child like this from an unbelieving family is reached with the gospel, they often turn out to be the best evangelists back at home.
Since most Russians can't afford to pay for camp for their kids, your help is needed. $30 can send a kid to camp for a week where they'll have fun, but they'll also study God's Word and hear the gospel. Go to our website to help. And the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship chapter at the University of Texas Pan American has seen encouraging growth in the last year. Launched just a year ago, there are now at least 30 students attending the weekly small group Bible studies and involved in an active outreach. Developing leaders is important to InterVarsity and the university, and they're partnering together. Pray for the InterVarsity team as they prepare for the fall's ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.